Today, I'm rocking the suburb.
Punk's not dead. Hey everybody, Patrick Foster here. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. We are a music podcast that comes out every weekday, and I want to remind everyone, if you're listening to this on the day it is released, or dropped, as the kids say, it is February 5th, 2026. That means you have 10 days to submit your new music picks from January 2026. That's right. The new music train, as it has been said by people wiser than me, waits for no man. And it is going to chug down the tracks starting on Monday, the 16th of February. So get those picks in. You can create a voice file and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. That's really the easiest way to do it. Thank you very much to those who have already submitted their picks. I greatly appreciate that. And it's nice to be early birds on the worm, but you've still got 10 days if you want to coalesce your thoughts and find stuff that came out in January 2026. I even have an album that I'm going to talk about for January 2026 that came out. It was placed on a list of some best music of 2025, but doing a little research, I found out it was released in January of 2026. So somebody either had an early copy and snuck it on their 2025 list, or I don't know what was going on, some kind of sleight of hand or subterfuge. But whatever it was, I have discovered it for 2026, and I'm placing it right there in January. So I'm looking forward to everyone's choices, as always. Also want to remind you, please continue voting in the 90s Album Madness Bracket Countdown Poll Extravaganza. New matchup every day. Just find Suburbs Pod on Facebook, and a new matchup will be there every day, giving you the tools to vote for one of the two albums. And as you listen to this, I believe today's matchup will be Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation, and Hole, Live Through This, in a 116 matchup happening today. And there also will be an episode wrapping up the first round of the Sales Quadrant matchups. We had those matchups taking place, and the first round results are in, so we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow with our panel of experts. All right, so with that business out of the way, I want to tell you that it is 2026, and here in the United States of America, not everything is going very well. It's helpful in times like these, I believe, to tell yourself, to remind yourself, punk's not dead. And I was searching around the other day, digging through Bandcamp in some of the back cupboards, dark corners, and underneath some of the piles of albums and things they have on Bandcamp, and I discovered a band called Motorbike. And I don't know a whole lot about Motorbike other than what's written on their Bandcamp page, which is not much. They're from Cincinnati, Ohio. It looks like there's five of them in the group. They don't list any names. They say their new album, which is called Kick It Over, which came out sometime in 2025, is like a white-knuckled ride through the haunted moor. What I know is it sounds like punk rock to me, and punk's not dead. Try out a little bit of this track that got me hooked, Afraid of Guns.
I'm afraid of-
There it is, folks. What do you think? That is the kind of thing I can get behind in these dark times to make me yell along, driving along in the car, punching the glass, and keeping both hands on the wheel, of course, at the same time, just dancing around your house, yelling at the top of your lungs, letting it all loose to a song with the sentiment I can get behind. And this whole album here by Motorbike is really good, man. It is just that kind of stuff. I mean, the longest track kicks in at 3:55. It's called Quite Nice, and it is quite nice. There's 10 tracks here, enough for you to sink your teeth into, and then turn it over and play it again, and get out some of that aggression that you need to get out, because punk's not dead. Punk's not dead. And I am here to tell you that. And I hope it's a message that will serve you well throughout this year and those coming forward. Punk's not dead. That's all I have to say for today, folks. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss the 90s album Madness Bracket Countdown. And I will send you out with a little more Motorbike. I do want to say that you can go to motorbikernr.bandcamp.com, hopefully standing for rock and roll, motorbikernr.bandcamp.com, and you can find out whatever you need to find out about Motorbike there. There's a little video for Afraid of Guns as well, so check that out. We're going to go out now with the opening track, Scrap Heap, and I want to remind you that punk's not dead. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Not dead. Punk's not dead. Punk's not dead. Punk's not dead.